Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Diane in the tax parlor, who has a long, complicated question about the new telephone excise tax refund, and it may be similar to your situation. So we'll summarize it here, and you can read her details in the tax parlor, okay? Over the years, we had a variety of phones that were used for my husband's job, then his business and mine, and we had personal phones. We had both cell phones and landlines. How do we differentiate the taxes through the different periods? I see that there is a simplified method for calculating this, but does this apply for the entire period in question? Well, Diane, stick with the simplified methods. A few people I know went and computed their potential credit by going back to the invoices. It was generally lower than IRS's standard credits. You can find the method for the simple and complex versions at IRS's website, and you can read the frequently asked questions for business taxpayers here. As to your complexity of phones, your personal phones are your personal phones. Just because you made a handful of business calls once in a while on those phones doesn't make them business phones, does it? So look back at the last 2 months of your current business phone bills and pull your tax returns for the last 4 years. Add up the last 3 years' worth of telephone deductions on your tax return, plus 5/12 of the deduction for the fourth year. That will give you the 41 months in the formula. And remember, if you didn't deduct the phone cost for business, it probably wasn't a business phone, right? And remember, you'll find answers to lots of questions about tax refunds and other tax information free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.